This is Radio Nepal. I'm Gaushal Kimire with the news, the headlines first. Ruling parties criticize president's move of not certifying citizenship bill. Japan provides 16 billion rupees assistance for improving irrigation system in Eastern Tarai and upgrading urban transmission lines. Fire kills three in Kapan of Kathmandu. And Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says Russia must face punishment over its invasion of Ukraine. Now the news in detail. The ruling parties have expressed concern over the president's decision not to certify the citizenship bill. The bill was sent to the head of the state for authentication following its re-endorsement by the House of Representatives and the National Assembly. A meeting of the four ruling partners yesterday at Prime Minister's official residence Balwatar concluded that the president failed to implement and protect the constitution by not certifying the citizenship bill within the constitutional deadline. A press note issued after the meeting of the leaders of the ruling parties states that by the move of the president, children of those parents who possess Nepali citizenship have been denied their constitutional right to obtain the citizenship. They blame the move of being capable of attacking on the people's sovereignty, constitutional supremacy, and basic democratic norms and values. In the statement, the leaders have urged all political parties, civil society and media who defend the democratic republic and constitutional system to remain alert against the president's move. The note is signed by Prime Minister and Nepali Congress President Shahbahadur Dewa, CPN Maoist Centre Chair Pushpa Kamal Dal Prachanda, CPN Unified Socialist Chair Madhav Kumar Nepal and Janata Samajwadi Party Nepal's Chair Upendra Yadav. Vice President Nanda Bahadur Poon has said the person who holds the post to comply with and protect the constitution was not allowed to go beyond the constitutional limitations. Issuing a press statement yesterday, the Vice President urged one and all to abide by and protect the constitution. The ruling coalition leaders have discussed with legal experts regarding the matter of the president not certifying the citizenship bill. Prime Minister's press coordinator Govinda Pariyar said in the meeting the legal experts advised the government to go to the Supreme Court. During the meeting, the legal experts suggested that the president could return the bill endorsed by the parliament once, but she could not do so twice. Legal expert Padma Roka said they had just given a suggestion and the necessary move would be taken by the coalition leaders themselves. A massive fire broke out at a house at Losuntar of Kapan in Kathmandu yesterday evening, killing three people. The spokesperson of the District Police Range Kathmandu, Superintendent of Police Dinesh Raj Mainali, told the journalist that the fire that started at around 6:45 p.m. yesterday was doused with the effort of the security personnel and locals. The reason behind the fire has not been ascertained yet. Spokesperson Mainali shared that the fire engines and the water tankers were used to douse the fire. The Commission for Investigation of Abuse of Authority submitted its annual report of the fiscal year 2021-22 to the President Vidyadevi Bhandari yesterday. The Office of the President informed that the Chief Commissioner of the Anti-Graft Body, Prem Kumar Rai, presented the report to the President amid a ceremony held at the Office of the President. The CPNUML has demanded the government prevent and control dengue that is taking its toll across the country. CPNUML's Central Secretary Yogesh Patrai issued a statement that the infection was becoming serious and the government must contain it. Patrai said the UML's attention had been drawn to health crisis created by the infection in all over the country. The party has accused the incumbent government of lagging behind to prevent and control the disease, raise awareness and provide treatment to dengue patients. Japan has decided to provide a grant assistance of 2 billion rupees for the implementation of the project for the improvement of the rehabilitation of irrigation system in the Eastern Tarai. In addition to this, Japan has agreed to ensure concessional loan assistance of up to 14.2 billion rupees for the Urban Transmission and Distribution System Improvement Project to Nepal. The Embassy of Japan informed that Japanese Ambassador to Nepal, Kikutu Yutaka, and the Secretary at the Ministry of Finance, Krishna Hari Pushkar, signed the agreement amid a program at the Ministry of Finance yesterday. On the occasion, Ambassador Yutaka pledged to extend all possible assistance to Nepal in its endeavor for nation-building and strengthening the friendly relationship between the people of Japan and Nepal. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजू
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजू
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु भयो होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस् हस् बाबुजू
ओए वाइफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटिसीको सस्तो डे प्याक छँदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटिसीको डे प्याक लिन *1415# डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. On to more news now. The Election Commission has appointed chief returning officers and returning officers for the November 20th elections. As per the statement issued by the Commission yesterday, the Commission has appointed the district judges of each district as the chief returning officers in 77 districts and officials from the judicial services as returning officers in other 88 constituencies. Likewise, the Commission has published a schedule to collect temporary voters' list to be used for proportional election system of for the November 20th elections. Issuing a statement yesterday, the Commission has said people could update their voters' list from Thursday, that is today, till 12th of October. A delegation of the European Parliament is arriving in Kathmandu today for a two-day visit to Nepal. According to a press release issued by the delegation of the European Union to Nepal, the visit will contribute to further strengthening relations between the European Union and Nepal, as well as exploring ways of stepping up cooperation in the coming days. The European Union's delegation will be led by Vice President of European Parliament Evelyn Renger. During its visit to Nepal, the delegation will hold meetings with representatives of the main political parties. The visiting delegation will be briefed about Nepal's experience in setting up a functioning federal democracy since the promulgation of the new constitution in 2015. They will meet with CPN Maoist Center Pushpa Kamal Dal Prachanda, chairman of the CPN Maoist Center, CPN UML leader Pradeep Kumar Gyamali, and Nepali Congress leader Gagan Kumar Thapa. The delegation will also hold separate meetings with the Minister for Foreign Affairs, Dr. Narayan Khadga, the Minister for Industry, Commerce and Supplies, Dilendra Prasad Badu, and the Chief Election Commissioner, Dinesh Kumar Thapalia. During this stay, the members of the European Parliament will also hold discussions with women politicians, leaders of civil society and journalists regarding democracy, climate change and social inclusion. You're listening to your Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has told the UN General Assembly in New York that Russia must face just punishment over its invasion of Ukraine. In a pre-recorded video, the Ukrainian leader called for the creation of a special war tribunal and detailed alleged war crimes by Russia. He also set out a peace formula, including more military support to punish Russia on the world stage. His address received a standing ovation from many of the session's attendees. In his introductory remarks, Zelensky accused Russia of causing catastrophic turbulence with its illegal war. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places in Gandaki province, Lumbini province, and far western province, and at a few places of the rest of the country. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places in Gandaki, Lumbini, and far western provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once again. Ruling parties criticize President's move of not certifying the citizenship bill. Japan provides 16 billion rupees assistance for improving irrigation system in eastern Terai and upgrading urban transmission lines. Fire kills three in Kapan of Kathmandu, and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says Russia must face punishment over its invasion of Ukraine. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.